I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Starbucks knows many of you had an at-home party. Maybe you had people over, or maybe you went out to watch the big game. With that, you might be a little tired today. Or then, you know what, it's just Monday and you're just like, oh my gosh, another week. Well, because of that, Coffee Giant is offering free coffee today only.
That's amazing.
Free coffee. If you're a member of their rewards program, stop in for that free tall, hot, or iced brewed coffee anytime. Today. It's just a coffee, though, okay? That's all you're getting. You're not getting your specialty frappity ba-da-da-da.
That's very nice of them to offer the free coffee for the rewards program.
Yeah!
I was reading about some of these major companies that are worth so much money. Part of the reason why Starbucks is worth as much money as it is because of that rewards program. Because think of how many of us upload money all the time to our digital Starbucks gift cards that are on that app. Which means once you upload it, they have it. They have the money. You know you're going to spend it on your drinks, so you're going to get drinks for it. So it's, I get the money, you give me the drinks back. But these rewards are so addicting. I was obsessed with playing the Cranberry Bliss Village game over Christmas.
Yes,
that could have won me Starbucks for life.
All right, keep playing it.
And then you see, hey, if you order after 2 o'clock, you get 20 stars
there
for
your
drink, and more stars equal free drinks. The concept is genius. And now look, I'm getting a free coffee today.
You're getting free coffee.
Yeah, they're getting so much of my money all year long.
If you become a member today, though, the company does say stop in and chat with your barista. So they're not going to like turn you down. But it's helpful because if you are already a member, you can just order it. You could have it delivered. We could have it delivered today. Free. I don't know, I'd probably have to pay for the delivery charge, but the coffee's going to be free.
Free coffee.
Today
that's
only.
Great. Love it.
Wake you up.
And perfect timing for it because there are a lot of people, including myself, that are all for having the day off after the Super Bowl.
It should happen.
Can we make
all
that happen?
The time. Exactly. But instead, we get free coffee just to get plowing through the day.
I love it. Thank you, Starbucks.
Why don't they move the Super Bowl to like next week for President's Day when a lot of people are off already? You could just make that the vacation day. Why don't they just move it another week?
You know what? It won't be that crazy for you to say that because the way the NFL is just printing money,
I'm sure
in our lifetime there will be another week of games.
Do you know how many times on social media something would pop up a couple of weeks ago and say, on this day back in 1990, blah, 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 that San Francisco won the Super Bowl, and you're like, oh yeah, that's right. It used to be in January. Now they kind of pushed it to February. Pretty soon they're going to be pushing it and pushing it. It's going to be all year round pretty
soon. There's going to be a time where football is going to be on television every day of the week. Because look where we're at right now.
Could be.
Tuesday and Wednesdays are the only nights we don't have it.
And there was a Tuesday night game one time because a Monday night game got canceled. I think because of a hurricane in Miami, like in Florida. So I think the Dolphins had to play on Tuesday night. That was like the first time ever. But let's just do it. Tuesday and Wednesday, just load them up.
It's not that far off thinking that could happen at some point.
Nonstop football.
We went from coffee to football.
That's what you need to know on the go from the mix.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.